Our daf tells us a lot of different things about rain and Talmud Torah and things like that. But certainly it's a lot of agadas on the staff. But one of the more famous things is that Torah is compared to water. And the idea of humility, because water runs down to the bottom, always finds the lowest place. So too, Torah fits best with the person who is humble. So Rav Shechter, in his introduction to his Ginas Egos, his Akdama, brings a fascinating and a very beautiful idea. He says that one cannot separate humility from Torah. Humility, anava, and Torah have to be together. They must fit together. It's not simply an added bonus. If you learn Torah, hopefully you'll be an anav. Or if you're an anav, hopefully you'll get Torah. They fit together. Humility and Talmud Torah are partners together in success. He cites Rabbi Soloveitchik in his essays in Ha'adam Ve'olamo, who said, L'das Chazal, according to Chazal, E efshar lahafrid bein Torah v'anava. You cannot separate humility and Torah from one another. They must go together. So Rav Shechter explains that this is supported by three mamari Chazal. Three times in Chazal we find that humility and Torah fit together. The first is the Gemara Masechta Daf Samech Vav. Anyone who acts heartily, if he's a Torah scholar, says the Gemara, so he leaves his wisdom. And this was applied to Hillel. Hillel was asked a question about what to do when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. What do we do with the Korban Pesach? How do we get everything there without an Erev, the knives, things like that? Hillel had the answer, but he responded in a very haughty way, and it caused him to forget the answer. And that's the process of how Hillel became the Posek Ador, the Gadol Ador at that time. But we see through that action that it was appeared to be a lack of anava from Hillel that led to his forgetting his Torah. Our Gemara and Tainus, Divrei Torah, are likened to water. The humility, the lowering of the water going down to the ground, together with the person who is humble, connects to the Torah, being retaining that Torah. And then the Gemara in Erevin Dafnan Hay, the Gemara says, Lo Bashamayim He. So we know Lo Bashamayim He always means that the Torah is not in heaven, it's for us to use, and we paskin and basten and things like that. But the Gemara says, Torah is not to be found in someone who is like in the Shemayim. His heads are in the clouds. He thinks he's above everybody else. He thinks his mind is above the Torah. He doesn't need a teacher. And nor is it found with somebody who is Me'ever Layam, someone who's so expansive, I don't need this, I'm on the other side of the sea. Rather, it has to be someone who is on this earth, meaning his mind is not so haughty above everybody else. The Torah is not to be found in people who are haughty. Their self-image, they think that they're in Shemayim. They think that they're up already with a Kaddish Baruch Hu in Shemayim. So we see from these Mamari Chazal, humility and Torah fitting together. So Rav Shechter then says, when a person successfully understands an aspect of Torah, this is a revelation of being Lifnei Hashem. When you learn a Black Gemara, when you open up a Mishnah Berurah, when you understand something in Torah you didn't understand before, that is a miniature showing of Maimed Har Sinai. It's a revelation before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself giving you the Torah. Every single time you are Lifnei Hashem, you are standing before Hashem when you learn Torah. So says Rabbi Shechter. And he supports this with an idea from the Baal HaTanya in his Yigeres HaKodesh and Siman Beis. Listen to this. V'chol ha'karov el Hashem b'yoser se'eis v'hagba l'mala maila. Whoever is brought exceedingly close to Hashem, being raised to great heights, tsarich li'yos yoser shafal ruach l'mata mata, must be even more humble to the lowest plane. Kamosha Kosev, as it says, Merachok Hashem Nirali. From afar Hashem has appeared to me. Where do I see Hashem the most? When I'm furthest away. When I'm most humble is when I see Hashem. As it's known that they are before him are esteemed as nothing. Those people who are most respected by Hashem are those who are consider themselves to be nothing. Meaning, whoever's more before him, whoever's more lifnei Hashem, closer to Hashem, is that much more considered to be nothing or non-existent in his own eyes. The more you're lifnei Hashem, the more you're closer to Hashem, so the more humble you have to be. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, this is why the Torah says, v'ishtachavisa lifnei Hashem elokecha. When do you bow down to Hashem? When you go to the Beis HaMikdash. Because when you're lifnei Hashem, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you think, ah, look at me, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm shachashav, I'm so important. Remember, you're lifnei Hashem, you need to bow down. Because you're in front of a Kadosh Baruch who requires even more humility. When you enter the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bow in order to show your place before Hashem. Rabbi Soloveitchik then explained that the definition of Kedusha means to be Karov El Baro. By definition, holiness means to be close to Hashem. It's possible that such kedusha leads to haughtiness, right? A person thinks, I'm davening every single day, I'm on time to minyan, I'm learning, I'm involved in chesed, I'm a very holy person, I'm very close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm very kadosh, I'm an Adam Gadol, godless Adam, look at me, I'm a very chashev individual, I'm very important, I have so much to offer the world, Hashem should respect me for what I'm doing. And that's a mistake, says Rabbi Soloveitchik. The more you are lifnei Hashem, the closer you are to Hashem, requires you to engage in a dialectic, he says, where you appear, think, that I'm greater and greater in my holiness, but the opposite. You need to become more and more humble the more and more you accomplish in Torah or any aspect of Avodas Hashem. The Chida writes in the Shema Gedolim about the Beis Yosef that prior to writing the Beis Yosef, there was a meeting in the Beis in Shamala about who should write this work that's going to change Jewish history. There were three Yosefs alive at that time, and the Chida says that they picked Yosef Karo because he was the most humble of all the other three Yosefs, and therefore he was Zocha to Torah. Torah and humility fit together, a hand into a glove. It has to be one together. With Yosef Tumen, who's the famous Baal Prima Gadim, so he was renowned for his humility. And when he was younger, he had no money. He had to be a Malamatino because he taught in Chadarim. This is the Prima Gadim, who was Gadol Hador, next to, you know, the Vilna Gaon, who was the greatest posek of that time, the Prima Gadim. So he was a Malamatinokos for most of his life. He was very, very poor. Only at the end of his life did the Prima Gadim, because he had no, they begged and begged and begged him to become the Av Basin of Frankfurt, did he leave his position to go to Frankfurt. And even then, he sat and he learned all day. He was kulo shakua in Torah. So the Prima Gadim would sign his letters as Yosef Mikre Dardike Lavav. Yosef, who is the teacher of children from Lavav. He wrote this when he was the Av Basin of Frankfurt. That's how he signed his letters. Greatness in Torah and humility, they go one and the same. You can't have one without the other. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah in Zion says, as we all know famously, we begin teaching Sefer Vayikra with the children. Why do we teach children Sefer Vayikra? So the Medrash famously says, those who are tahor, the pure children, should go and learn Sefer Vayikra, which is the Kadshim, and the laws of Tum and Tara, which represents purity. It makes sense that that which is pure should go and engage in that which is pure. This is why the minhag for many generations was to begin with Sefer Vayikra. This is very difficult, because there are other aspects of the Torah that are also Tahor. So what is it specifically about Vayikra that we should pick this out? What makes it so much more Tahor? What, Breishis isn't Tahor? Shmos isn't Tahor? Of course it's Tahor. This is Kodesh Kedosh, and this is the Torah. What are they different in the aspect of Tahara than any other section? So I'd like to suggest as follows. The Braisa of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair says that Mesillas Yesharim is built on, tells us, Tahara Mevila de Kedusha, Kedusha Mevila de Anava. Purity leads to Kedusha, and Kedusha leads to humbleness. We have the children begin with Tahara, but not just any Tahara. How does Sefer Vayikra begin? With a small aleph. Why is the aleph small in Vayikra? Because Moshe was so humble that he didn't feel that it was appropriate that what he's going to say about himself, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu calls him. Who am I? A Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to call to me. Me and Hashem are friends. We're on speaking terms. We're buddies. So he wrote the aleph very small to show that Vayikar, sometimes Hashem talks to me depending on how things are going, but it's not Vayikra. He calls out to me like we're on such good terms. Moshe was anav mikol adam. And therefore, I'd like to suggest we begin the children with Sefer Vayikra, because it's not a tahara as opposed to tumah and bodies and saras and things like that. It's a tahara that leads to kedusha, that leads to humility. And therefore we tell children at the beginning, Vayikra, look at that small aleph. Because when you enter into the limud ha-Torah, you enter into the world of Torah, you begin with the purity that leads to humility. Because as Rabbi Schachter said, you must have humility together with Torah. You cannot have one without the other. As we enter lifnei Hashem, you have to have a sense of humbleness for where you are in the world, what you've accomplished, and how much more there is to gain in one's own learning.